Welcome to The Family Vacationer with Rob and Danny. Rob and Danny. The go-to podcast for families on the move.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob.
And I'm Danny, and this is episode 67 of The Family Vacationer and the final podcast for 2021. You know, Rob, it is crazy how quickly this year has flown by.
It is.
And, you know, we have a lot to talk about looking back on the year that was and looking ahead to 22. Everybody knows what a whopper of a year 2020 was and all the drastic lifestyle changes it brought to every family. Many projected that 2021 was going to be the rebound for travel. And while there were definitely some moments where travel did rebound, 2021 was really more about finding a new normal. Yep. As the issues related to the vaccines and the virus and the variants really kept travel from the expected and sustained growth that a lot of people were predicting at the beginning of the year. Do you agree?
I do. I do. Absolutely. Well, for the family vacationer, we had a great year. We had lots of interesting topics. We had some great guests, starting with our very first episode of 2021. Now, this is a show that I wanted to do from the time that we started the Family Vacationer, and it's a show that I've referenced quite a few times during the course of the year. We had Dr. Emily King. She was our guest on episode 34. It was titled Managing the Expectations of the Family Vacation. One of her key insights for me was just kind of a change in thought process as it pertains to family vacations.
Right.
You know, on vacation, it's not a vacation from my parental duties, right?
Unfortunately.
But, you know. Right. But you're taking your family on the road. You're taking your kids out of their routines and into a completely different area. You know, a lot of times places they've never been before. So if anything, your parental responsibilities increase, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
And yeah. And she also mentioned to consider your child's strengths and weaknesses when you're planning your trip. For example, if your child, if you know your child gets tired and maybe a little cranky around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, when they normally get out of school, then you plan against that and maybe schedule some time, you know, to rest. There was so much in that episode to think about, and I know I learned a lot from it. So I highly recommend going back and giving that episode a listen.
Yeah, definitely. Even when you have older kids, like in my family, you know, my girls are getting a little older now. They're no longer kids, but it still makes you be mindful of everybody in the group. We talk a lot about family travel and, you know, extended family.
Right.
And just thinking about everybody's personalities in the planning of the trip. It was good info.
Yes.
Yeah, we also spoke with representatives from Aspen and Park City, as well as some warmer locations like Scottsdale, Arizona, and a rep from Charisma Hotels and Resorts. What was your take on those, looking back on those, Rob?
Aspen and Park City, those are two places. I've been to Salt Lake City several times, but never really made the trek up to Park City. And just kind of listening to what kind of little ecosystems they have in both of those locations really make me want to give, you know, those a visit. Scottsdale, I've been several times, and I love everything about Arizona. Scottsdale is such a cool, trendy, hip place to be.
Yeah.
You know, lots to be, to do and see, and lots of really cool restaurants to eat at. The Charisma Hotels, I loved everything about that. They have a lot of, chains in, resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean. And, I mean, you don't have to tell me much to sell me on those places.
Yeah. All right. Now I'm just going to throw this in there because you and I kind of have the same brain. You know, I'm guessing that you want to go to Aspen because you want to see the filming locations of Dumb and Dumber. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
I have to admit, I watched that movie for the first time in a hotel room on the border of Mexico with a cousin of mine. And it was the only time in my life that I was laughing so hard that I literally could not breathe. I was getting scared because I could not breathe. So yeah, you guys know I love to go to filming locations. So I was going to Aspen for a really stupid
saying
reason.
There's a chance.
There's a chance.
Oh my goodness.
Park City was one that made me want to go at Christmas time.
Yeah. I mean, with a lot of these locations, and we'll talk about some of them as we progress here, but yeah. I don't think there's ever a bad time to visit a lot of these places.
Absolutely. You know, we did a little swing through some of the theme parks as well this year. And one of our most popular episodes was actually on the vastly underrated Dollywood in Pigeon Forge.
Yeah. You know, if a lot of people don't consider Dollywood, you know, one of the top tier theme parks, but if you've ever been, if you love roller coasters, for example, Dollywood should be your jam. I mean, that place has many coasters, right?
Yeah.
It's surprising how many people it's not a secret anymore though. They're doing pretty well over there, but it's surprising how many people don't consider Dollywood when they're looking at theme parks.
Yeah. It's like, it's almost like it hasn't made it on the legitimate list yet, but the people that go there are diehard devotees to it. There's no doubt.
Absolutely.
It's a great place.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of popular shows, our most listened to episode of the year was episode 44 on Hawaii. No surprise there.
Yeah.
We then came back and we looked at each of the tourist islands that make up Hawaii. And there's lots of great information on each of the islands there. This is great if you've decided on a Hawaii vacation, but maybe you're not sure which of the islands you want to visit. We take a deep look at each of the islands there. And I think, in this test, I don't think there's a wrong answer there. I think you could go. Yeah. I mean, I think you could have a great vacation wherever you visit in Hawaii. But
yeah, that's right.
We really enjoyed taking a deeper look at the Hawaiian Islands.
Yeah. And episode 43 was really cool. Alaska, another popular show. And why not? You know, it's whether you cruise to Alaska or you just visit by plane. Man, that there is just so much beauty. There's so many things to see and do. The landscape is incredible. Alaskan Railroad is an amazing way of taking in the state and also experiencing some of those, you know, really internal parts of Alaska, the things that you might miss just staying on the coastline.
Yeah. And, you know, with the cruise industry taking such a hit at the time that we recorded that episode, for example, there was not cruising to Alaska. They had, you know, there was still during the pause there for the cruising industry. And so I think it gave people an opportunity to take a look at different parts of Alaska, not just what you would see, you know, going port to port on a cruise, but really going internally there. The Alaskan Railroad, I mean, that just seems like such a fun way of seeing that state. So we also did some topical shows. We visited with our friends Garrett and Mandy Oler for two episodes from Connected Family Travel. Episode 45, Letting the Kids Plan the Vacation, and episode 62, Solo Trips, which is one parent, one child trips. Letting the kids plan the vacation is an emerging trend as we have come out of this lockdown. And, you know, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but lots of interesting perspectives in both of those shows there as far as ways to get your kids more invested in your vacation and then having the opportunity to learn more about your individual child's personalities. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Episode 60, we welcome travel influencer Jade Broaddus. She talked about traveling with small children. And, you know, I hear a lot of discussions with families. Well, we're going to wait until little John is 10 or 11 before we start traveling. Or we're going to wait until they're at least 7 before we go to Disney World. Well, Jade offers a counter to that and really talked to us about some of the value in having your children travel early.
Yeah, and there's one thing I've learned, you and I have talked about this, about the whole making memories thing so many times. You know, the kids are only that age once. You don't want to look back and say, well, we just sat at home and went to playgrounds when they were that small age.
Right.
You can make memories. You can, she's definitely enlightened us that on that episode, we were definitely enlightened that you can do all kinds of things at any age.
I think we talked about it during this episode, but they may not have memories when they're super young.
Right.
But I feel like they'll remember the feelings that generate, you know, when they're on a vacation. They'll remember that time with their parents that, you know, when you're on vacation, you're not working, hopefully. And so you have that time, that extra time to spend with them that you wouldn't otherwise have. So, yeah, I think it's important. Absolutely.
And there's something to be said for the kids getting older. looking back and seeing those pictures and the good times they had, even if they don't remember it.
Yeah.
That's a really good statement as to, you know, how much your parents love you, how much they were willing to do for you. I think it's great. Even if you don't have the memories, you still have that demonstration of care, how much they really love you.
Yeah. And how many more pictures do families take now than like when we were kids? Good grief.
Oh gosh. It's constant.
It is.
Well, you know, but Rob and I both did shows on our own travels this year. I had the opportunity to visit Ferndale, California, which, as we told you before, is the filming site of one of my all-time favorite movies. Nice, quaint little town. I've actually, Rob, been following this town, Ferndale, on Facebook. They had a giant tree lighting in town last week. And it seems like, did I read that it was the largest live tree in the country or something? Like I may have read that wrong, but it was massive and everybody turned out. It is just the ultimate small town. It's amazing.
So what were your favorite parts of that trip?
Well, you know, I think my favorite parts were being at the filming locations.
Yeah.
But, you know, beyond that, this great little town, I remember just walking in stores and there were people that owned stores who had actually watched some of the filming and that sort of thing. And they just want to talk to you. I remember being in one store and I was asking them about it and they said, well, no, you know who you need to talk to. And they gave me somebody's cell number right then and said, well, go ahead and call. It's no problem. So I called and they said, well, I got a little bit, but you need to go talk to so-and-so in the jewelry store. So I go to the jewelry store and sure enough that, you know, they all know each other. It was so small town.
Oh,
it was
so
cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
Rob did a show on his latest trip to Destin, Florida and some different things he did on this latest trip. Many of us visit the same vacation spot year after year. And it's really good to try to mix things up through the years, right?
That was my mindset going into that particular trip. Plus it was in September, which is later than we've ever been. And as much as I love Destin that much more in September, because there's just not as many people. The beach was beautiful. The water was gorgeous. And so in that episode, you know, I tried to try some different restaurants and just do some different activities. And, you know, if you do go to the same vacation spot every year, you obviously do it because you like that spot, but it's good to kind of mix things up and especially for your kids, just try to do some different things. Although, you know, with us, there are some things that we just have to do. They're evergreen. We have to do every year. We have to do go-karts. We have to go to certain restaurants, but it was good to kind of mix some other things in there. And it was really fantastic just not to have a horde of people down there the same time that we were.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's for sure.
Well, and you just mentioned small towns. So we ended the year visiting some smaller towns here in the U.S. After one of our episodes with Garrett and Mandy, it occurred to me that, you know, as a dad, I'm very focused on getting from point A to point B when we go on vacation, right? Especially we're driving to Destin. We're driving to Disney World. We're getting in the car. We're going to stop once.
Yeah.
And that's it. So you better do your business and you better get in the. But it occurred to me as we were talking to them, because they're very intentional about having fun at all points in their vacation. And that includes, you know, if they're on a road trip, taking some time to see, you know, some surrounding cities that you might not normally visit. So we took a look at some of the smaller towns in the U.S. that would be worth a visit. And it's not an exhaustive list, to be sure. And we'll revisit that, I'm sure, some more small towns in 2022. But we went to some fun places like Newport, Rhode Island, Traverse City, Michigan, Dyersville, Iowa. Talk about movie filming. They filmed Field of Dreams there.
Yeah.
Really interesting places. And then we wound things down by visiting some cities that go all out for the holidays, including one that's very close to Danny and I. Mm-hmm. It's Helen, Georgia.
Love it.
And then a lot of the towns that we covered, I really want to go visit Galena. Some of the things that they have going on there.
Yeah.
It just sounds fantastic. And it's an older city. All of these cities just, they really go all out. And I love Christmas. So it's a natural fit for me to want to go to these. I need to revisit Helen. A lot of the things that we were talking about in that episode made me realize it's been too long since I've been there. And that's just up the street from us.
I'm in the same boat with Helen. I was thinking about that this week. It's not far, and no. I really want to, you know how you get so busy in the holidays, and there's so much going on. And I told my daughter the other day, I said, you know, sometimes I just want to go to bed, but I make myself stop. I'm like, let's go sit on the porch, enjoy the lights for a few minutes. Let's just stop. And that's what I want to do with Helen. I'm like you, I haven't been there in years, but it's just right up the road. So,
well, and, you know, as we were talking, I made an assumption just from my last time. I said something about there not being a lot of hotels. And he's like, well, you know, we have 21 hotels.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
No, I didn't know that.
Since when do you have to, like, so I'm thinking in my head, oh, it's been too long then. We need to definitely get back up there. They've got a water park. They've got a resort. I mean, I'm just thinking, okay, that's just right up the road. There's no excuse not to go visit.
Yeah. Maybe we should both take our families at the same time and
let's buy some
fudge in the German shops.
Yeah. Or, you know, go tubing. I haven't been tubing in a long time.
Yeah,
now might not be a best time for that.
December, that river's cold in June, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, maybe we could do like the polar plunge. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Okay.
The polar tubing.
Yeah.
Well, so you might be wondering what's next for the family vacation. Well, we're in the process of planning that out right now. If you have a destination or a topic that you'd like for us to do a show on, we'd love to hear about it. You can email me at dan@thefamilyvacationer.live, or you can email rob@thefamilyvacationer.live, and we will definitely put that in the plans. Right now, we're really just looking at doing some shows on Canada and Caribbean and more, and we would love to get your input on where you would like us to go in the new year.
Yes, we would. So the Family Vacationer is now a proud member of the Family Travel Association. We're a media member.
Yep.
One of the interesting things that organization does, they bring in various travel experts to talk about trends in both consumer behavior and what that will then mean for travel properties. There are certainly some things occurring that I think will benefit traveling families going forward. Peter Greenberg, who is the travel detective and the travel editor at CBS News, held a webinar and offered some interesting suggestions to hotels and some travel destinations going forward. Basically, it was throw out the old playbook about how you've normally communicated with people, what you're expecting from travelers. Just throw that out. And he was saying, and this is where it gets interesting to me, discounts alone are not enough. You've got to be competitive on value. And I thought that's good for families, because not only are they going to offer something at a good price, you know, hotels and destinations are really having to put thought and be intentional about how they're going to attract consumers back, you know, to traveling again.
Yeah. What do you get for the price?
Like, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the biggest things that they're going to have to worry about is how to mitigate fear. And it's not just fear of the virus, although that is obviously part of it, but fear of the unknown going forward. Safety protocols, travel insurance. Travel insurance is something that I keep saying that I want to do an episode on. If we can figure out a way not to put people to sleep talking about insurance. You know, it's the thing that nobody wants to pay for. But now, as a travel agent, I just can't in good conscience send somebody somewhere without it, right?
Yeah.
There are so many things, so many unknowns now. Anyway, that's part of what, you know, hotels and travel destinations are going to have to worry about going forward. And then, you know, offering refunds, not something a lot of them have wanted to do traditionally. But it's something that obviously just about everyone was doing during the pandemic. And so now, as we quote unquote come out of the pandemic, which, you know, that's debatable, but
yeah, it is.
You know, they're going to have to consider, do they keep their, you know, traveler friendly refund policies, or do they go back to what was before? So that give and take is going to be out there as well
for a while.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see it going away. Just when we think we're, you know, I hear coming out of the pandemic, and then the next news story is, well, there's a new variant coming down the, you know, so I don't know where we're at on coming out of the pandemic. But another one is offer new ways to finance vacations. This year we used Affirm. I don't know if you've ever used any of those, Dan. where you can basically kind of pay on your vacation month to month.
Yeah, I've not used those.
It was a cool way of getting to do some things that we might not otherwise have gotten to do. Mm-hmm. But that's going to be important going forward. One of the biggest things is how to regain trust of the traveling public and be transparent with consumers.
Right.
He said no more asterisks. To me, the first thing that popped in my mind were resort fees, right?
Uh-huh.
If you've ever booked, you know, if you're going to a resort, you look at the price, you know, you get to the end and you're like looking in the fine print and it's like, oh, $35 a day resort fee. And with that, you get to use the phone, you get to, you know,
yeah.
It's like you get a newspaper. Okay, great. Well, that's, you know, can I not have any of that for 30, you know, to give you $35 off my bill?
Yeah, really.
And there are some court cases that are currently being seen across the country where those are being called into question. So that's
okay.
Whatever value those have for resort destinations, they're really going to have to think about if it's worth, you know, the potential of a travel rebound. Like, is that going to get in the way of getting people back in your building? So
yeah,
those are all things that, you know, that the resorts, the traveling destinations are going to have to consider going forward.
Yeah. The what if questions are going to be around for some time. What if this happens? What if that happens? What's going to happen with my money? What's going to happen with the whole trip? This is going to be around for a little while. So,
yep.
And, you know, I have some data on traveling from a study by the Family Travel Association and NYU. 88% of parents said they would be traveling this year, which would put us on par with 2017.
Right. That's significant too. I mean,
that
shows us that people are definitely putting into motion plans to get back out there. That's good.
That is good. 80% of families had a change to travel plans in 2020. Not surprising.
No.
So, you know, you can see the roots of what people are calling revenge travel. This desire to travel even more than the start of the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, experts are suggesting this will be the trend for the next several years.
Yep.
And international travel demand continues to be very sluggish.
Yeah.
Domestic travel demands have actually risen.
Yeah.
Some are substituting international travel for travel to places like Alaska and Hawaii. And both saw a surge in travel demand this year. So that's positive. Yeah,
and that's not surprising because you look at, I mean, I don't know, in conversations that you've had with friends and family.
Yeah.
Anyone who was considering international travel, you know, very few folks were doing that. We're going through with that.
Mm-hmm.
So to substitute that, a lot of people were, you know, thinking where domestically can I go? Like that's a bucket list check off, right? That I wouldn't otherwise have considered. You know, we were going to England. That's not looking like it's going to happen. So let's go to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, that's a pretty fun substitute there.
Yeah.
But it's not none of that surprising to me. Another thing in that study, you know, like indoor places like museums. During this year, they had a down year. You know, events. A lot of events struggled to come back. So none of that is surprising. What's not clear is what 2022 is going to look like. A lot of people are, you know, a lot of these same events are eyeing 2022 as, you know, as a year that they're going to give it a shot, that they're going to try. Mm-hmm. So we'll just, you know, we're going to have to see with all the issues surrounding vaccines, all the variants that we're hearing about. So we'll just have to see how that shakes out. But
the thing with international, it's weird how, you know, here in the United States, I kind of feel like almost this thing is, I mean, in a way it's kind of behind us and we're moving back normal again. And if I want a vaccine, I just, you know, I got my booster weeks ago and it was just, I went online, I booked it. It was so easy.
Yeah.
But the international thing, I believe, is going to take a while.
Yeah.
I have some friends in Ireland, and I'm communicating pretty much daily with them. And he and his wife have been talking about how they're talking about now. I actually think the prime minister is getting ready to address the nation tonight, if I'm not mistaken, but how they're talking about going on this big lockdown again and all of the restaurants and things like that. They're going to put a curfew on that. And it's funny to hear him explain it because he says, there's murder going on here, Danny. There's murder going on. But that's how he describes it. The things that he says, it's like Ireland is in such chaos right now and so many cases of it. So I don't know. I don't know how to get all of our countries on the same page where we're, you know, have the same accessibility and all that. But the international travel, I know that's what people have to be thinking as they're wanting to travel, that you don't know what's going to happen when you land.
Right. No, that's true. Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I sat in a packed theater for the first time last night watching Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man movie, which is fantastic. Uh-huh. If you're a comic book geek like I was growing up,
as though it was blow your mind too. Yeah.
No spoilers, but it was fantastic. But yeah, I mean, it was a little nerve-wracking to be in a crowded theater there and, you know, I felt the air conditioning going. I'm like, that's good. That's good. Hopefully they have good filters in place. I got my booster today, but yeah, so domestically, it looks a lot different than internationally. And we're just going to have to see, you know, two of the biggest issues as families were considering travel in 2021 were affordability and that uncertainty that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And with inflation on the rise here in the U.S. and all the variants that are on the loose, 2022, it looks like those two issues will also be right there. Mm-hmm. However, that's some bad news maybe. But as we come to grips living with COVID and with hotels and resorts, destinations making changes, offering promotions to entice travelers, mm-hmm. and all this built up, pent up demand for travel, there are lots of reasons for hope that 2022
absolutely
will see more families traveling.
Yeah.
And we're going to be here. We're going to be here to try to make things easier for you.
Yes, we are.
Again, if there's a show topic that you'd like to see us cover, please let us know. And love if it. You're ready to make plans, your traveling plans for the new year, please drop me a line at rjones@starstufftravel.com and we'll start planning your family vacation today.
Yes. And with that, well, that does it for this show and for 2021. And hey, we want to wish everyone listening a very heartfelt wish for you that you have a safe and a happy new year. Please mark your calendars. Our first show of the new year is going to be January 11th, and we're looking forward to it. Till next time.
Thank you for listening to The Family Vacationer. Make sure and subscribe to hear more of Rob and Danny.